Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm your host, Amy Reynolds. Weaving has been both an industrial process and a high art as long as humans have made their own cloth.
I really relish the inventiveness of the students and their use of materials, and over the years have seen some really beautiful pieces done.
Janice Lessman Moss is an internationally acclaimed textile artist as well as the head of the textile art program at Kent State. She's been at the forefront of introducing her students to the latest digital technologies to help them make use of any available tools. Welcome, Janice.
Thank you very much. I'm really happy to be here.
So one of the tools that is central to what you do is the loom, yes?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about what a loom is and how a loom works.
Well, a loom is basically a tool that holds threads taut, vertical threads, which are called the warp, so that they can receive the weft threads, which are the threads that run horizontally or perpendicular to the warp, to create a rectangular plane of cloth. And that's the basic kind of fundamental definition of that kind of intersection of threads.
And how has a loom changed over time to allow artists to do different and new things with thread?
You know, it's really interesting because looms have been around since, people speculate, maybe 4,000 years or even longer than that. But looms vary. They haven't really changed a lot until probably the end of the 20th century. And that was when digital technology came into the picture and really transformed the way these tools can be used, and particularly used by individuals.
How has it changed? So how did it transform
the
process?
Well, weaving itself is a binary process. You have threads on the loom, they're warp threads, and they either go up or they stay down. And when they're up, that means that they show when the other thread intersects with it. And when they're down, then the other thread goes over top of it. So you either see the warp thread or you see the weft thread, binary, either up or down, so zeros and ones. So there's that close correspondence to computing. And there are some that say that the original Jacquard loom was the precursor to the personal computer because it is fundamentally the same language. When personal computers came into more popular use in the 90s, they decided that they could use them for these industrial Jacquard looms. Now, industrial Jacquard looms have been around for a long time, and the original Jacquard loom operated like a player piano. And so the looms originally were all run kind of mechanically with these what were called punch cards. So again, very much like the analogy to the player piano. And the thread would be raised through the hole. That would mean the thread would go up. If the thread would meet resistance of the card, that would mean it would stay down. So that kind of transition to working with it digitally, when they realized that they could have the same kind of impact, then all of a sudden they were transformed in industry to accept digital technology.
How has digital changed what you're able to do?
It's amazing because it has opened up a whole new world of visualizing what you can weave. So anything that you can compose on the computer, you can take that picture and you can transform that into something that is weavable. Now, to do that, you have to understand the language of structure, because I, as a weaver, have to know how to put little X's and O's, positive and negative marks on that design, so that the loom knows, well, should the thread go up or should the thread stay down? And that's where my knowledge of weaving and understanding of structure and my students' knowledge comes into play.
As an educator, are these difficult concepts to teach?
Probably not so much anymore because everybody understands digital technology to such a large extent. And maybe it's no fear either. You know, they're fearless. They just kind of jump in and go for it. And that's what you need to do.
Has there been any impact in the weaving context of wearable technology and some of these new trends we're seeing in fashion?
Oh, yeah. And I have a lot of students who are in the School of Fashion who are textile miners. They are, you know, learning how to do just that. They can make their own fabric for their designs for their clothes, and then also understand that it can be used as a tool to create a smart fabric. It's really hard to do because the component parts are so tricky and sensitive and that kind of thing.
Do you see that becoming something, though, that becomes a really important aspect?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, some of my students have worked with fiber optics, too. I mean, you can weave with so many things. Once you have the warp on the loom, the warp is a little bit more special because it has to be strong enough to be put under tension and to be manipulated. But the weft can be anything. So you can use recycled materials, which is really exciting. And textile artists, actually, weavers have historically been our most resourceful citizens, because always using what was available to, you know, the initial baskets being made from whatever was laying around and making rag rugs and blah, blah, blah. There's so many things that you can do with materials that are really throwaway materials or are ubiquitous within the culture. So I always challenge my students to work with something ubiquitous in our culture, i.e. plastic bags, and, you know, weave with them. And, you know, so they take them and they twist them up or they cut them, and then they weave them within the web of the cloth. And so you can use something that's totally cheap and readily accessible, or you can use very expensive materials like fiber optics.
Do you have a favorite project you've seen a student produce out of a plastic bag or out of some materials?
One of my students actually at one time worked with a newspaper, and she was working with Italian decorative motifs. So from traditional silk fabrics in Italy, and was working on these really big, beautiful kind of floral motifs, but was weaving them with paper. And they were just so beautiful in that kind of contradiction of something that is, you know, precious, but now is really made out of material that is non-precious, but still has a preciousness because it's been totally transformed.
Well, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
We've been talking with Janice Lessman-Moss, whose work has been shown internationally and who brings her knowledge to students at Kent State as the head of the textile art program. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.